There's plenty of upper level activity this morning. The most important one, though, is a shortwave trough, and that is over New Zealand, just the axis slightly to the west. And remember, on the east side of the axis, that's where the upflow is. Well, anyway, we have an associated surface depression just about over the country. This is the Queensland Low. This is the one we talked about yesterday, the day before, etc. That's going to create pretty miserable weather over New Zealand. Already has rain here, and as well as the passage route, at least today. Now, this is a complex low. It's got a number of centers. There's a pretty hefty secondary that's located at 32 and 175 east. That's pretty much due north of North Cape. Now, a cold front runs from this low right up to New Caledonia, and just about the Loyalties, looking at satellite imagery, it actually is over the Loyalties. It goes all the way up to Eromanga. Actually, it goes up the whole chain, but it's quite broken, so you might not even recognize it as a trough per se, but it is a feature on imagery. Now, Anisium, this is, it's going to be a hard call for Anisium because the primary part of the front is still over New Caledonia. It hasn't quite gotten to the Loyalties yet, but probably we'll get to Anisium by tonight. And also, there's a trough that follows behind the cold front, sort of parallels the cold front, and that will be approaching New Caledonia as well. It's probably about 4 degrees apart from the main front itself. Now, to the west of all of this is a high. It's a 1024, and it's just over Queensland. Now, the high is ridging east, and it's pushing our trough in front that I just talked about, and it's pushing it along quite well. Now, the front looks to be over Fiji. I'm estimating probably late Thursday into early Friday. Now, the east side of the front, at the moment, the winds are northerly. So we're looking at 20 to 25 knots from New Zealand up to 25 south. So one or two boats that had left will be enjoying those conditions smack on the nose. So we'll also have northwesterlies over Anisium as the day rolls on, and northwesterlies approaching New Cal as well. Just to the south of Fiji, expect northeast winds, about 15 knots, a little bit higher on the gusts. Now, the next front to hit New Zealand is one after this. The next one is going to be this weekend. Now, Monday, the 4th of July, we may find probably 20 knots out of the southwest over New Zealand. Now, these winds are the eastern edge of the new high that I just talked about, or if you will, the western edge of the departing depression. Take your pick on how you want to describe it. I guess whether you're an optimist or a pessimist. Now, regardless, this new high may very well be your ticket out of New Zealand. Those of you that are waiting and waiting and waiting. It looks weak. It may give you southerlies out of New Zealand, light to moderate, all the way up to 25 south. This is on Monday, Tuesday. Now, the trades kick in at that point, so it's a perfect start. But whether the following 5 days are appropriate, it's too soon to call at this point. So we'll certainly keep looking for you as the days roll on here. So weather around Opua today is miserable. Northeast winds 25, gusting 35, and they'll be turning northwest to the 20 by tonight. The sea is rough. And, of course, expect poor visibility and rain. And there is a very good chance of thunderstorms. This wind has been northerly quadrant for a while, and therefore bringing in very, very moist air, feeding the already quite moist cold front as it rolls across. So very, very good chance of thunderstorm. Now, Thursday and Friday, we'll see southwest winds, as I mentioned. They'll be about 20 knots, and they'll be shifting northwest Saturday as a prelude to the next system. Okay, for Minerva. I see north-northeast winds later today, about 15 knots. They already have northeast now. Higher gusts as the front approaches. Now, I would say northerlies on Thursday. Now, the front, I estimate to hit Minerva, believe it or not, by, I'll call it 0:30 on Friday to about 6 a.m. on Friday. Now, the rain that you're getting now, the drizzling and so forth, that is not the front. This is a prelude to it. It's just a band of clouds, sort of an outrunner of the actual front itself. So it's not quite there. The mean winds, when the front does come, will be northerly, 20 knots, and up to 35 in squalls. And I believe the front will clear Minerva probably Friday around dinner time, and that'll be followed by southerlies. Now, the front looks to involve Tonga probably late, well, Saturday morning. We'll call it Saturday morning for Tonga. Winds for Minerva at that time will be southeasterlies. Well, that'll be Saturday, by dinner time Saturday, nice southeasterly. So this really is perfect for the trip to Tonga Tapu, or if you're going to Fiji, it's fine for that as well. So those of you that are waiting out on the front, that pretty much looks like what will happen. Now, the front over Tonga will probably go quasi-stationary, and it will affect the chain more likely Sunday, the 3rd of July. Whether or not it hangs around, I don't know. I don't think so. I think it's going to slide east. Now, by Sunday, the next low, this is for New Zealand, the next low in the front is going to involve us here. And that may be as early as Saturday night. But again, those of you that are ready to go, keep following that closely. And with some luck, you could depart as that clears the country. I don't think you want to leave while it's over. Those southwesterlies are going to be, they'll create pretty strong conditions north of North Cape. And that's not going to be very comfortable for the first day out. But who knows? You may be desperate enough that you don't care. So we'll move up to the islands now, and satellite imagery shows a very active trough running from the Solomons right to Rotuma now. So it's drifted south. So it also affects Wallis and Futuna, and it certainly is over Samoa as well. This drift south is being fed by northerlies on the equatorial side. So we've got essentially, we've got 700 millibar winds that are starting to push the trough south a bit. And with that come the surface winds, and they are northerlies, give or take, and they're feeding into that rain band. And that air is very, very warm, and it's very moist coming from the equator. So that's a good combination to make this an active convergence zone. Now, Tonga this morning, partly cloudy, not too bad there, what I can see on imagery. Tonga Tapu reports calm, scattered at 1600 and a barometer of 1018. Hapai, southeast 7, scattered at 2000, barometer 1016. And for Vavao, easterlies at 8 knots, scattered low cloud 800 feet, might be some drizzle there, broken 1700. And barometer 1016. So my wind forecast for today is more or less easterlies around 15 knots, around 15 knots. Tomorrow, northeast 10 to 15, and Friday certainly northeast, and they'll be up to 20 knots. So the frontal band will be on its way then, and expect northwest winds, therefore on Sunday. And they'll be shifting to the southeast, I believe, on Monday. So that's why I say the front ought to be clearing the Tonga area. So quasi-stationary, maybe, maybe not. It just may wander off very nicely. So let's hope that's the case. Anyhow, we'll move on to Fiji. Not too bad there on satellite imagery. Scattered cloud, but also plenty of blue from what I can see here. Conditions at 5 a.m. from what I've got. Mandy, northeast 5, scattered 3,000, barometer 1014. Now, for some reason, Savu Savu and Taviuni have not put in a report. Shame on them. That's not good, actually. These are airport reports, and these are quite critical for the planes that are flying around there. So
maybe they don't fly on Wednesdays.
Maybe they what?
Don't fly on Wednesdays.
They don't fly on Wednesdays. Another day off for them. Okay, Subedo reported Northwest 3, scattered at 2,000, barometer 1014. All right, my wind forecast for today and the next day or so. So Tabiuni to Coro, east to east northeast, 10 to 15 knots. Vanua Balabu, easterlies, 10 to 15. The Southern Lao, northeast, 10 to 15. The same for Kandavu. And the Asawas, northeast, 15 to 20 as well. Now Thursday, Tabiuni to Coro, east northeast, it's going to pick up a bit, 15 to 20. Vanua Balabu, east-northeast, that wind is coming around, up to 20 knots now. Southern Lao, northeast to 20 as well. Kandavu, northeast, 15 to 20. And the Asawas, east to east-northeast, 10 to 15. So you can see by this wind shift that something is approaching, and it certainly is. Now Friday, I expect northerlies virtually everywhere. And they'll eventually back to the west, then the south. And therefore, come Saturday, well, I'll tell you what, I'm going to hold off on that. So anybody that's got questions about Fiji on Saturday, we'll come to that when I'm done, which will be just in a minute. Over Vanuatu, quite a bit of cloud over northern Vanuatu, scattered cloud from Elokuua to Iramango, but there's more cloud over Anisha as that weak front starts to approach. So expect light northerlies for Anisha, Montana, and then variable from there to Efate, hard to pick a direction, fairly light. North of Efate, though, light front, so are the loyalties, in fact. The southern lagoon winds should be west to west-northwest, about 15 knots, up there in Prony. Did Haiti give a wind?
No, it says no wind.
No, he had no wind in Prony. Well, that's not surprising. It's all those hills that are surrounding the Prony Bay. They'll definitely be protective of those anchorages in there. But out in the lagoon, west to west-northwest. Now, tomorrow, southwest winds, and they'll go up to 20 knots. So not a good reason to venture into the southern lagoon. Now, Friday, we should be having a shift to the southeast with very, very nice trades, about 15 knots. So that's Friday. So, 80, looks like you'll be in Prony for a little bit. I know you don't want to go to Yucatan southeast, right on the nose there. So anyway, that does me. Any questions or comments, come now.
All right, that's David Dunn, and I just note that there is a remedy down in Philanga, has east to east northeast 8 knots, and a bar that's rising 1017. Iolia are going to take advantage of that southerly wind tomorrow and head north from Anisha. Anybody with anything for Gulf Harbour? Okay, got a couple there.